The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Did you know that the Verve Pipe celebrated the 20th anniversary of the multi-platinum Villains in 2016? Since that time, the band went on to release a pair of other discs before writing music for kids, which ended up being just a successful venture. They're now back with music for the rest of us. All of that and more in my conversation with lead singer Brian Vander Ark. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
You're in the middle of a single series right now, right?
Yeah, for us, it was a way to offset the lack of CD sales, you know, the hard copies. People aren't really buying CDs anymore. Most people are streaming, so we figured, well, let's do this. Let's put a single out a month. And then at the end of the year, we put out 12 singles on an album, and, you know, we only make half the amount we typically manufacture, and see how that goes instead of trying to get rid of the 4,000 or 5,000 CDs I have in my basement right now. You know, honestly, I was thinking about pulling all my solo stuff off of Spotify, off of Pandora. I mean, making none of it available for streaming, because I haven't seen anything that's given me any indication whatsoever that there's a benefit to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it cost me, you know, put an album out there, it cost me $50 just to put it up for the year, which is not a lot of money. But if I make $50 back from streaming on Spotify, it's pretty impressive.
I've been reading the blog and everything that you've been doing, and it's very almost, it's very business centered almost, and it's been kind of amazing to watch, because, you know, with what you're talking about on there about what it is like to be any kind of band in 2016, but especially, you know, for a heritage band, the one that's been around for a while, and it's, you know, trying to maybe find their footing in a new era.
We happened upon the kids' music, and really was not a calculated move, but it ended up being a move that pays for everything else. You know, we make 70% of our merchandise sales are in the kids' stuff. You know, when you play a kids' show, kids still want to leave without something.
Right.
And
trust
if you
me,
have,
I know.
If you buy one, yeah, you know, if you buy one of your kids a T-shirt, then you're going to buy all of your kids a T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, when I hear from people I've heard from a long time, they say, "Wow, you guys are really kicking it now." You know, it's just because they hear about us every day,
right?
You know? And not by their normal means, not by, you know, not from radio or, you know, whatever else, mm-hmm. Wherever else people get the music now.
Sometimes the best that you can do is change your path.
You know, there is the mysticism of rock and roll. You know, what you're writing about on there, and especially one of the most recent ones that really struck me, is you're talking about, like, the tour budget. And how you were looking at, like, a $4,000 loss and hoping that the next show would do it, and then there was, like, 26 tickets sold.
And
that's not
exactly
something a lot of people would put out there, but you were like, this is how it is.
You know, this is a conversation that I would have with my manager, who would always say, you don't want to do that. You don't want to let people know that people aren't showing up to the shows. I'm like, dog, I'm telling you, people know they're not showing up to the shows. You know, I'm trying to get people to understand. When they say, why don't you ever come to Orlando? We're going to go to Orlando, and you and four other people are going to show up, and I'm going to drop another $4,000 to get down there, you know? I mean, I can't do it. I can't afford to do it. We just booked this whole Texas tour, and, you know, into Joplin, Missouri, and Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, and everything. And then last minute, the big money gig in Joplin, they pull out. So now I'm looking at another loss.
Right.
You know, and the reason that we booked the tour is because we were going to hit Joplin, Missouri on the way home. I was actually going to turn a profit, but I'm not turning a profit on that tour either. Listen, I get to play music for a living. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Sure. And
this is what I want to do, and these are the things that you have to deal with.
There are two folks in your past that I wonder if they've stayed with you, because you did once write with Andy Partridge.
Oh, I love them.
Love XTC. And of course, you worked with Adam.
Schlesinger, yeah.
Yeah.
Equal love for Adam.
Yeah, from Fountains of Wayne. So you've got two of the biggest pop craftsmen in your history.
Yeah.
I don't know what those sessions were like. I don't know, you know, how much you were able to kind of take from that. But do you still feel yourself, like, using any of that in your current songwriting?
Sure, with Andy especially. And with Adam. I think Andy taught me to be clever, to play with words. English language is a blast. It's so much fun, so easy to play with words. Use a pun. Don't be afraid of a pun. Write a lot. Write every day. Adam taught me that, you know, the lyric can be superfluous to the music, and that's okay on occasion. Sometimes people just want to relax and not really think. They don't want things to be too heady. Get a decent chorus, and then the verses will write themselves.
I guess we should also bring up, because it is the anniversary, it is Villains at 20, right?
Right, it is, yeah, 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that album is, you know, the album that really made our band, and I think we picked the songs off that we play live. We used to just pick, you know, play Photograph, the songs that were semi-hits, you know, Photograph and Freshman, A Cup of Tea, and Villains. And then we didn't really go back into anything deeper than that until the last year, where we started to play Myself and these other songs that were a little more obscure, Veneer, for the old school fans. And now that we're doing the anniversary show, you know, we're playing them front to back, learning the other songs, having to relearn my own songs from back then, and playing them in rehearsal has been awesome.
For the me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for these sins. We were merely freshmen.
Brian Vander Ark of the Verve Pipe. The band's single series can be heard on all the streaming services. And for more of my interviews, head to Facebook and Twitter at Kyle Meredith. Thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.